the Zakin Mamre is somebody who is executed for defying the psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol. He's executed because he has the potential to fragment halacha. He has the potential to cause schisms in the Jewish nation. And he's executed in order to prevent the formation of a schism. So that means that if the Sanhedrin HaGadol, if the Bari whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed to be the interpreters of his Torah, and to be the guardians of his Torah, to be the legislators for Klal Yisrael, if that Sanhedrin HaGadol gives one psak, and the Zakin Mamre gives a different psak, then the Zakin Mamre, if all the conditions are fulfilled, is executed. Because were he not to be executed, he might gain a following, he might might rouse the rabble, and chas v'chalila, the Torah would split into two Torahs. Shalo yirbu machloikos b'Yisrael. The Zakin Mamre is executed in order to prevent the formation of schisms. There's a fascinating machlokes about under what circumstances the Zakin Mamre can be executed. Tosfos and the Ran both seem to say that the Zakin Mamre is only executed when his psak halacha is more lenient, is more makel than the psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Sanhedrin says, be machnir, you may not eat this food, you may not perform this action. And the Zakin Mamre says, be makel, this food is permitted, this action is permitted. Under such circumstances, where the Zakin Mamre instructs his congregation to act in a manner more lenient than that demanded by Sanhedrin HaGadol, for that the Zakin Mamre is executed. But, say Tosfos and the Ran, were the Zakin Mamre to paskin for his congregation in a manner more machmir than the Sanhedrin HaGadol, even though he disagrees with them, he is not executed. If the Sanhedrin HaGadol says, this food is permitted, it is kosher, this action is permitted, and the Zakin Mamre rules for his congregation, for his city, for his followers, that it is forbidden, that the food is treif, the action is asur, despite his disagreement with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, he is not executed. And Lichaora, what this tells us is that for Tosfos and for the Ran, a psak which is more machmir than the normative psak is not a divisive psak. It's not a psak which is in danger of creating a schism in Klal Yisrael. A chumrah for Tosfos and the Ran do not cause the degree of fractiousness which is necessary to execute a Zakin Mamre. Possibly a svara for this. There's a stira in the Gemara in Brachos. In one place, the Gemara says that a person who's machmir like Beis Shammai, where halacha accords with Beis Hillel, is almost chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa. Kedai hoya locho ba'atzmecha, she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel, she'alocha k'maisam. Beis Hillel says, you say Kriya Shema, sitting down, you don't stand up for Kriya Shema. Beis Shammai says, you stand up for Kriya Shema. If a person is machmir and stands up for Kriya Shema, so then he's been over on divrei Beis Hillel. He may have done it as a chumrah, but he was over on divrei Beis Hillel. And therefore, he's chayiv misa. Kimat b'di shamayim. So that's one Gemara which sounds like it's Osir to be Machmir like Beis Shammai when Beis Hillel paskins against them. But another Gemara later on in Maseches Brachos records a different Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that under some circumstances, if you forgot a Bracha Achroina, you do not need to return to the place where you ate in order to recite that Bracha. But you may recite the Bracha wherever you are, if you forgot a Bishoigig for certain types of Brachos. And Beis Shammai says no, that under those circumstances you must return to the place that you ate in order to recite the Bracha Achroina. And the Gemara says that it's a tremendous maila to be machmir for Beis Shammai under those circumstances. We don't say kedai ha'yalachov ba'atzmecha she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. If a person forgot the bracha achroina, and they go, and they come back to be machmir for Beis Shammai, so it's a davar mishubach. It's a praiseworthy action. So what's the difference between these two cases? One where a chumra like Beis Shammai is punishable, and the other where a chumra like Beis Shammai is praiseworthy. So the Achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I think the Vilna Gaon also, explain that in the former case, the psakim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are mutually exclusive. Beis Hillel says, one should not lechatchila read Kriyat Shema standing up. Rather, one should read Kriyat Shema lechatchila sitting down. And Mimela, if he stands up, he's going against what Beis Hillel says is lechatchila psak. The machloikes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they each have their own lechatchila. If it's a machloikes on the level of a lechatchila, so then it's aser to be machmir for Beis Shammai's lechatchila, or even for Beis Shammai's bidyavid, at the expense of Beis Hillel's lechatchila. But the case of Bracha Achroina was not that type of machloikes. That was a case of bidyavid. Beis Hillel said, bidyavid, you don't have to go back. Beis Shammai says, bidyavid, you must go back. But Beis Hillel agrees that lechatchila it's better to go back. And therefore, there's no machloikes. A person is not being oiver on divrei Beis Hillel. He's not going against Beis Hillel by going back to the place that he ate to recite the Bracha Achroina. He's doing something which both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai will agree to on the lechatchila plane. And therefore, far from being divisive, far from creating a schism, far from fractioning, he instead is creating shalom. He's acting in a manner which is consistent and desirable l'kol ha'deyos. So one could argue that in this case as well, when the Zakin Mamre tells his kehila to be machmir against the psak of Sanhedrin HaGadol, he's not creating a schism. Because he agrees that for sure this action or this food which the Sanhedrin HaGadol said is a permitted food to eat. But he says it still is desirable to be machmir. Not chas v'shalom to argue on Sanhedrin HaGadol, but rather to create additional Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. So this may be the Shita of Tosfos and of the Ran. However, the Ran is medayik from the Rambam that even if the Zakin Mamre gives a psak lahachmir, he is executed. Because even when the Zakin Mamre is more machmir than the Sanhedrin HaGadol, even when he's more machmir than them, according to this diuk in the Rambam, he is still creating that fractional, that fractiousness. He's still creating those schisms in Klal Yisrael. And I think that the pshat in this can be explained based on a Maharshal and based on a Pischei Tshuva. The Maharshal writes that we know that there's a certain amount of time that a person is supposed to wait in between eating milk and meat. And says the Marshal, if a person is machmir more than he needs to, if he waits 24 hours or 12 hours or whatever the shear is between milk and meat that's not required, he's almost, says the Marshal, he's almost an apikoyis, he's almost a koifer. And pshat in this Marshal is because we have a halachic system. It's a system which has its kulas and which has its chumras. And if a person diverges from the halachic system and is mekel, if he doesn't keep Shabbos properly but he's mekel and makes Abdallah too early, or does actions which are considered malachis, so he's taken himself out from under the authority of the halachic system, and he's essentially created for himself a new halachic system. Any halacha that's in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Paiskim endorse, that a person rejects, is an indication that the entire halachic system that he follows is not the halachic system that's approved by Chachmei Yisrael. If a person rejects a single halacha, he's essentially following a new halachic system. And says the Marshal, the same holds true for a chumrah, which is outside of the halachic system. And Revolvi says this is said also. Sometimes chumras are not motivated by a desire as they should be. They should be motivated by a desire to serve Hashem better, to have a greater probability of enhancing or fulfilling our obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a proper motivation for a chumrah. But all too often, says Revolvi, a chumrah can be motivated by a desire for being a chadshan, for being an innovator. I'm going to come up with a new chumrah. I'm going to come up with a new halacha. It'll be all mine. All mine. If it's all yours, and not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a new halachic system. That's a siman that all of the halachas that a person follows is not because this is the Tzivoy Hashem, but rather because of their own distorted view of morality and of ethics. And hence, says the Marshal, even a chumrah can render a person an apikoyres. Because if a person is machmir, where there's no call and no precedent for being machmir, then he's essentially removing himself from the halachic system that is followed by all Jews and putting himself into a halachic system that is created by him and followed only by him. And I think that this may be pshat in this diuk from the Rambam also, that a zakin mamreyu paskins lechumra is creating fractiousness. He's dividing the Torah. He's creating a schism. Because even though he's being more machmir, and one could perceive his chumra as simply being an additional level of sanctity, but one could also perceive his chumra as being the nefarious and insidious creation of a new halachic system, one which is not endorsed nor followed by the Sanhedrin HaGadol and by Rav of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, regardless of whether this new halachic system is more lenient or more stringent than that which was handed down to us from our Sinai, one way or another, it has the potential, it's already a division in Klal Yisrael, and it already causes him to be deserving of execution. And just Derech Agav, it's a fascinating Pischi Tshuva. We know the halacha is that if food which is treif falls into food which is kosher and becomes irrecognizably mixed up in the food, so there's a halacha of batal b'shishim, that the treif food becomes null and void in a ratio of 60 to 1. And the Pischei Tshuva brings down two deyos about whether if food is batal b'shishim, if treif was batal b'shishim in kosher, whether it is appropriate to be machmir and not to eat the mixture, even though halacha permits it, or whether it is inappropriate. He says that the deya that says that it's appropriate, because there's treif molecules mixed up in this mixture, the deya that says it's inappropriate, because it's creating a new halachic system, and that's bad, that's apikarsos. So therefore, says the Piskei Tshuva, if food becomes batel b'shishim, one should not refrain from eating that food, because one has to demonstrate his fealty to the halachic system that is practiced by Klal Yisrael, whether that fealty is demonstrated by acting in a way which is more machmir, whether that fealty is demonstrated by acting in a way which is mekel, and against innovative systems which create new chumras.